Libyan Wahhabi Muhammad Yemeni won't be celebrating this Eid al-Fitr holiday with the joy the end of Ramadan usually brings.
Our family, we can't, because we sat. No one did from our family, but we have our family, same family have dead people. Libya, one family.
During the battle for Tripoli, as rebels entered the capital, Yemeni's neighborhood came under fire from forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi.
A Saturday, we have some mini sniper here.
While none in his immediate circle were killed, some were wounded. His neighbor took a bullet through the hip.
Going here and outing from here.
His brother was shot while coming home from evening prayer.
And from here and there.
What Gaddafi give us? Nothing.
Yemeni, who runs a delivery business, took up arms during the chaotic days Mr. Gaddafi's forces were routed. He says he never had to shoot anyone, but was willing to if it meant protecting those around him.
We will do anything for safety my family, safety my family, for my people, for country, from Gaddafi. Anything.
Men like Yemeni seem to have accomplished much of that, but there's much more still to be done. Running water in Tripoli is in short supply, electricity is sporadic, and food for this Eid al-Fitr holiday is scant.
People these days eat what the sheep eats.
Yemeni understands the current shortages. The uprising has lasted 6 months. It's more the relative poverty of the past decades that makes him angry. Libya under Mr. Gaddafi, he points out, had no shortage of oil wealth.
It's fancy hotel. It's big hotel. It's hotels for president. And behind us, poor people. You can see how the poor people live.
But what makes him angriest of all was living under a man he believes was crazy.
It was bad dream for the Libyan.
That nightmare, it seems, is likely over, making this first Eid without their longtime leader especially sweet.
We come the day, oh, without Gaddafi. Without Gaddafi, the life, smell the free.
Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Tripoli.